everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. And today we'll also have Mackenzie joining us a little later. But Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Had a nice day off yesterday, and I'm already back to it.
Awesome. I'm down here in the studio in Columbus. Been down here for a couple of days doing some stuff with the team, and then I head out pretty much after we get done recording this, head back to Michigan, the 3 hour and 15 minute drive. But we've got a lot of good information today for everyone that is tuned in for our non-live show. This is podcast only today, but we've got some news. We got a best practice. We got some stuff going on with Blueberry. We've got a pro tip for you, and we've got a question of the week. Yesterday was kind of a big day for me, Mike, because, well, not necessarily a big day, but I was able to interview, along with Rob Greenlee, my co-host over at the New Media Show. We were able to interview Chelsea White and Irina Lamb from Facebook on basically podcasting, you know, everything podcast for Facebook. So it was quite a 40-minute conversation with them before they had to drop off.
Yeah, it was the little bit that I heard of it. I was mobile at the time, but listened to a little bit, and we'll have a link to the YouTube video in the show notes. I don't know if you've got it out as a podcast yet, probably today sometime.
It's been released it this morning, but I think the biggest takeaway was, and you know, they're kind of tight-lipped on everything they're going to do, but maybe podcast for groups at some point. For now, you have to share from your page to a group. It appears that they're getting huge uptake on listenership. They made the mention of 170 million podcast interactions so far on a couple thousand podcast pages. So it sounds to me, they didn't really give a number, but they kind of, I think they kind of slipped a little bit when they mentioned some of that. Mm-hmm. So I think that from my takeaway is it looks like they're very pleased with where it's at now. Those folks outside the United States will probably, you know, be waiting a couple of months before they start rolling it out. They're trying to get the U.S. rollout nailed down and make sure everything's bug-free. So it was a pretty good interview. About 40 minutes with the two ladies, and lots of questions. So you can definitely check it out at newmediashow.com or the YouTube video as well.
It's a good deal that they're getting into it. Who knows how much traction they'll get. You know, I've got it on my page for my podcast. In fact, I had to create a page because I didn't have one.
And Rob had mentioned that they're starting to see a major uptick in stats. So we're going to have to go dig around in our stats to see, see what it looks like.
See what it did. But anyway, it's there. And, you know, we got our article that we published last week that'll, you know, tell you a little more about it as well. Plus, go over and check out the New Media Show and listen to the interview.
Yep, those the article we did at Blueberry was on tools for podcasters and for Facebook creators. So awesome! A little bit of a rumor earlier or late last week talking about Odyssey spending $40 million on something. Well, we found out that they bought Wide Orbit Streaming Tech. So that's a move here.
Yeah.
So, and apparently some of the podcast functionality too from them. So another big amount of money being spent in the space with acquisitions. But I think the article that I read probably in most detail this week, Mike, and I don't know if you spent much time on it, and a lot of it we knew, but it really clarified the actual rules, was Apple went and explained how auto downloads work on Apple Podcast.
Yeah, they have a page. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. But basically, if you don't listen to, what was it, five podcasts, then
two weeks,
it will stop downloading automatically. So that actually is a good thing. Think about it as a podcaster, because your stats will be more accurate. You know, you don't want a bunch of people downloading your show that aren't actually listening to it. And yeah, it looks good for the stats, good for the ego, but not so good for what's actually happening.
Absolutely. So I think it's a good, worthy read for every podcaster to read that article. But again, Apple explains how auto-download works on Apple Podcast. It gets rid of all the myths. It just lays out what it really is, and I think that's important. But Jordan Harbinger, he signed a high, this is interesting, a high seven-figure contract to stay at Podcast One. Yeah. So high, that could be $99 million. Well, it's an interesting move. That
be $9 million.
Seven. Oh, that's true. It could be $9 million. That's right.
Yeah. So it's less than 10, but in the high seven figures. But yeah. Anyway, he renewed with Podcast One, so he's sticking with them. And of course, he's available everywhere. Instead of being an exclusive anywhere.
Yeah.
And. He shows kicking butt for, an indie podcaster. At least that's how he started.
That's right. And, so, a seven-figure, not eight-figure. Yeah. So, yeah, $9 million approximately. We'll see. But he does a great show, and he's been in the space a long, long, long time. Stephen Colbert starts a new podcast, The Late Show Pod Show. It's an audio version of the CBS talk show. So he really, it sounds like they're just repurposing content.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that in there just because, a lot of these places do that. The NBC Nightly News, if you wanted to listen to that, you can get that as an audio podcast. The Today Show does a lot of audio, their interviews and stuff. A lot of these big networks are repurposing their broadcast audio, and this is the latest one doing that. I think Fallon's been doing that for years. So over at NBC. I don't know. I don't listen to any of that stuff, so I don't know. But thought it was interesting that they made a big deal out of it.
I think some in the industry are starting to wake up to these exclusive podcasts because Kerry Hoffman, the PRX chief, thinks exclusive podcasts could hurt the podcasting industry. And, I think it hurts some of the podcasters, but they get paid. That's the thing he didn't really talk about. They get paid, but they may lose influence.
Yeah. Again, we've said this over and over again about Rogan. If someone offers you a check that big, take it, cash it. As far as the industry, I think that's possible that, a lot of these big shows, if they go exclusive, can hurt the whole ecosystem. Because, if I've got to, I want to listen to Rogan, I've got to use Spotify. If I want to listen to this other one, I got to use Stitcher. If I want to listen to this other one, I got to use Apple. Well, I don't want 20 apps on my phone, so I'm going to pick one at some point and go with it.
All right, a little bit on the best practice. So this week we picked show prep. I don't think people talk about show prep very much.
No, and, there's plenty of ways to do it. The way we do it, we kind of do the second of the three ways of doing show prep. But, the first one, you do a lot of these. I do a lot of these on my personal show. It's hit record and wing it, but you don't always do that anymore. In fact, I think on your main show, you do basically outlines, right?
Well, I do. What happens is for my main show at Geek & Central, I have an assistant that's here in the United States, and he's kind of like a brother from another mother. He basically, him and I are in sync, and he's able to go through the news articles that I'm going to cover, and then we have a system where it basically cues those. And then when I come in behind, I load all those articles in a browser, like 30-some different tabs, and I go through then and pick the ones I want to be able to run through. Now, on the opposite token, this show, we do an outline, to be prepared for the show. And some folks even do scripts. So I think that that's, a big piece of the...
It's always good to be prepared for what you're going to talk about. If nothing else, at least have your subject matter, where what you're going to talk about. I remember back when podcasting started, a lot of times you'd hear, "Hi, this is the blah, blah, blah show," and I have no idea what we're going to talk about today, but here we are,
You better, and the better planned you are, the better your show will start. So at least have an outline of what you're going to do. And if you have a guest, make sure you have their bio and all that all the stuff that goes along with it. So anyway, that's
what kind of brought this up was we had a discussion earlier in the week about our show notes pads.
Oh yeah, still a big hit at the events. Matter of fact, Speaking of events, Mackenzie and Aaron from our team were out at She Podcast, and Mackenzie just dropped in the studio here and's on mic. Mackenzie, were you guys in Phoenix, right?
Well, we were in Scottsdale.
Oh, Scottsdale.
Essentially Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, so Aaron, our graphics designer, was with her. And why don't you give us a recap of what happened at She Podcast?
It was really nice to be back. So they had their first event in 2019 and didn't want to do anything virtual in 2020. So they came back very strong in 2021. We were there exhibiting, you know, we had a booth. It was us and about probably 9 or 10 other booths. And the sessions were, I didn't go to very many because obviously I was working the booth, but they seemed to be new, you know, in that these people that have been working on these shows in this empty space conferences has really come into their own. It was nice to talk to these people attending the show because they typically had started their show right at the beginning of 2020. Mm-hmm. And this seemed to be what they were focusing on.
So it was basically the first opportunity to do face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
And you said it was just good to be back, right?
Yeah, it definitely was. And it's just such a nice, calming energy at that show. It's very nice to, you know, meet some new people.
Yep.
And we were all just excited to be there, I think.
Yeah, so as far as folks you talked to at the booth, what were the reoccurring themes that podcasters were either curious about or wanting, or what was the recurring theme?
They knew what they wanted and they were focused mainly on growth. A lot of them were doing seasons and figured that was the easiest way to not burn out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the shows were actually focused on, you know, either majorly or minorly mental health.
Oh, interesting. You know, the whole thing about seasons, I guess I'm still on the fence about that, because I've just seen so many shows take a major hit. But I think if you plan your show from day one and tell your mm-hmm. audience from day one you're going to be seasons and when you're coming back, maybe it's not as big of an impact. But I still, you know, I still in my gut, I don't know about you, Mike.
It just seems to me that, you know, you kind of lose momentum when you do that. But again, you know, like you said,
if it's a difference between doing it and not doing it, I guess it would be the preference to take a short break.
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I also see in our notes here that affiliate payments are coming soon. Any update on that?
Yeah, they're going to go out next week. We're just getting everything squared away this next 2 days, and then you guys can see them in your PayPal accounts.
Awesome. I know that you're also on the search for podcasters to consider for Podcasters of the Month, and you want folks to submit to that. How do they get considered to be a Podcaster of the Month?
Really just email me. It's Mackenzie@Blueberry. It'll be in the show notes, but send me the equivalent of your elevator pitch. Just tell me the name of your show, a quick sentence or two about, you know, what your show was on and why you think we should be sharing that with other people.
All right. Of course, our Podcaster of the Month this month and our guest from last week was Natty Bumper Car. And that post is up in at blueberry.com in the podcast and basically in the blog section of the website. Mm-hmm. So definitely an interesting interview, Mike. I listened to it.
Yeah, he's a character, that's for sure. It was hard to keep up.
You know, one thing I do want to mention, and those of you that are not following us completely on social, I got to meet with the social team yesterday. We have two fantastic interns that are doing, I mean, really incredible stuff, Cho and Mandy. And, of course, Kathy helps us on Twitter as well. I know Mackenzie has a hand in the social as well. But you need to check us out on social, especially our Instagram page. I'm not an Instagram real, you know, I can hold my own on Twitter and other places, but the Instagram stuff is just a lot of fun. And yeah, I think we're going to see more TikTok videos too. So we're on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Where else did we miss?
LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the social media team's doing great stuff there over there. And, you know, when you're not listening to this show, you can get a tip by the day, you know, basically, because they're putting up stuff almost daily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of tips and outtakes of articles. If you're going to get the Reader's Digest version of each of our blog posts, all you got to do is go to Instagram. So,
yeah. And I recorded some videos for the TikTok stuff. So, should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be fun. But Mackenzie, thanks for bopping in here or bopping in. My God,
it's a long commute, huh, Mackenzie?
Yeah, bopping into this office from my desk.
Yeah, a whole 15 feet. So, all right, okay. Thanks. And again, Mackenzie@blueberry.com, and of course, Mackenzie runs the affiliate program as well. So, if they have questions on that, definitely drop her a line. So, Mike, this is where we make the flip to go to the blueberry pro tip of the week.
Yeah, it's Toby. He's back, and he talks all about episode titles.
Hi there, Toby Goodman here from Blueberry Pro Podcast Production. And today we're having a think about your episode title. What really is in a name? Now, if you're an independent podcaster, there's a chance that you may be getting started. There's a chance that you might feel that you're not being found as much as maybe you'd like. And I invite you then to consider the name of not just your show, but also each individual episode, because people often go to their podcast place, whether it's the Apple app or Stitcher or Spotify or any of the other ones, with intent. They're looking for something. Just like people visit YouTube, people certainly visit Google with intent. It's very different, perhaps, to the interrupt of social media. Facebook, they kind of browse through Instagram, browse through Twitter, browse through. It's sort of something we do when we're procrastinating. But when people go to YouTube, when people go to Google, and I suggest when people go to the podcast apps and places where people listen, they often go with intent. Perhaps they're looking for a podcast about true crime. Perhaps they're looking for a podcast about a specific sport or a specific political situation. And so when you think about what you're calling your podcast, think about the intent that people go to the search engine to find a podcast with. And the other part of this is, if you have guests, oftentimes your guests will have an amount of credibility in the field and have established a reputation with a number of people that you haven't yet. Perhaps your guest has been around longer and has done more stuff, so they're found. So in that case, if you have a certain person on your podcast, then you should be thinking about adding that person's name to the episode. Not just assumed, it's not just in the show notes, although that does help. Actually adding the guest's name as well as the subject is super valuable and will push up your podcast, not just in the search results if people go with intent to the podcast app, but also to Google and the other major internet search engines, because people aren't necessarily searching for you, but they're searching for your guests. So consider your episode titles. That's something that our show notes team take on board as well. So if you're looking for pro production and you need this stuff considered and covered, then if you're in a position to get started with pro production, then that's one of the things that our team always take into account. So until next time, I hope you enjoyed that tip.
I want to thank Toby for his tip there of the week, the Blueberry Pro tip. Don't forget, Blueberry Pro is our pro team that does the editing on this show and many others at blueberrypro.com. If you want some help and essentially taking care of the show after it's, well, you can even have them record it for you too. So they have a whole package of services over there that you should check out, blueberrypro.com. So it moves us into the last segment of the day, Mike. That's a question of the week. So what's our question?
Yeah, it says, so if I post my episode here on the Blueberry dashboard, does it immediately upload to Apple Podcasts, or do I still need to go to my WordPress to make it go to Apple Podcasts? And what this is we run into this periodically because there's multiple ways to create an RSS feed at Blueberry. One is our dashboard, and the other is, or what we call Publisher, and the other is PowerPress on a WordPress site. This person's using PowerPress and came to Blueberry and noticed that there was a thing about episodes in the dashboard. And apparently, you know, he hasn't got that set up right. I reached out to him personally. We're going to get him set up. But basically, if you publish from WordPress using PowerPress, that's your only connection to the rest of the world, you know, because everybody's pulling from that feed.
So and long as they've submitted that feed from PowerPress to Apple.
Exactly. Whatever one you submitted is the one you want to use for everything. You don't want two out there. And at Blueberry, you really don't have two, except for if you don't set up at Blueberry, how you're publishing. And I'll have a tutorial on how to do that. So that I'll throw in the show
notes.
It's
real simple now. In the right-hand top corner of the Blueberry dashboard now, there is a gear that basically says, I'm publishing from my own website. I'm publishing from Blueberry. And there's really two choices. And if you're publishing from your own website, you're publishing from your own website. And if you're publishing from the Blueberry dashboard, you're publishing from the Blueberry dashboard and have a feed over there.
Yeah.
So everyone should have that setting set correctly. If you should never, ever, if you have a WordPress/PowerPress site, you should never come to Blueberry and post your episode. Now, you can upload media there if you want, but you should never post your, because we're going to pull. Even Blueberry pulls your latest episodes from your site if you're publishing from Blueberry. So just be aware of that. And if you're confused, then Mike and the support team will help you out.
Yeah. But, just know that you have to pick one or the other, not both.
Yeah.
And we can move you from one to the other. Just get a hold of us first, because if you kill your WordPress site and then say, hey, I just want to publish from Blueberry, well, if your WordPress site's gone, we can't redirect it properly. So check with us prior
before
to making any big
moves
changes.
Or have confusion. Yeah. Of course, again, if you need the help setting it up, let us know. Blueberry.com/support is the place to go to submit the ticket. Now, if you've got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use, of course, that's Blueberry without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's, blueberry.com. And, of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Again, tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And this week, I'm coming to you from the Blueberry Studio in Columbus, Ohio, and, of course, Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, and produced by the Blueberry Pro Production Team. You can always schedule one-on-one. And a lot of more people are doing that. They're hearing it from the show. They're saying, oh, I can do a one-on-one.
I have quite a few of them myself.
So you can schedule one-on-one with me. Hosting customers only, email todd@blueberry.com. You can schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. Now, that schedule one-on-one with me can be anything. Could be about your show. Could be about challenges you're having. Looking over your website, give you 30 minutes one-on-one with me. Of course, you can send your podcast stickers and self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package. Now, we've been thinking about that a little bit. We might at some point just say, drop us an email.
Yeah, that might be the better way.
And we'll send you a care package. But the mailing address is on the website and from the show notes today, and you want to do that. Mike, did I miss anything?
No, I think we got everything. And it's a little bit shorter show than normal this week, but we'll be back on speed next.
That's right. Already went with. Thank you for being here. Then we'll see you again next week. on the Podcast Insider, where you find out inside information about podcasting, what's going on here at Blueberry. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Mike. And of course, Mackenzie as well. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.